QAnon's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. It's 8:36. Time for us to take our weekly look at what's going on in the city of Houghton, brought to you by the city of Houghton. Got a crowd in the studio here. Bubba McGowan joins me. He's filling in for Susie. Always a pleasure, Bubba.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. And I have Julie Wara in the studio with me, and I have Marty Leonard in the studio with me. You two ladies have been tasked with a monumental, you're going to make the entire they're going to make the entire city of Houghton look absolutely beautiful. The whole city?
Well, it's like going to try.
Yeah, it's beautiful now. It's already beautiful, but we want to add some more.
Add some more
color and flowers and plants.
Yeah, because I kind of like the city the way it is. It's a nice town, and people who come through, visitors and such, they compliment me. They say, you know, gee, Houghton is a really nice looking town. So Marty, tell me, what more do we need?
We're going to be adding planters.
Wait a minute here. You are, your microphone is not cooperating with me. There, try that.
We're going to be adding baskets to the light poles for hanging flowers, and we're going to be adding some more perennials and annuals to some of the gardens that already exist. Like right around the minor, there's some areas there that we can add some more color and plantings to.
Now, it's one thing to say, okay, we're going to plant a few flowers, and we're going to go out and we're going to do that. But then you've got to keep those looking nice all summer. There's a lot of work involved in this, Julie.
There sure is.
I said it was a monumental task, because it's not just a matter of going out and spreading them around.
No.
We want them to look as nice in August as they do when you put them out.
Certainly.
So who does all this?
Well, we've been talking to many people who are very excited and inspired to help with this. We have a meeting that we're putting together for Tuesday night to try to get more volunteers. We've had many people say, well, let us know what we can do. We love this idea. We want to have a greener community with more flowers and more plants, and let us help. So we're pulling it all together right now. The city has been very, very supportive of our thoughts and plans, and we're trying to make things actually lower maintenance than they already are. Than they used to be.
Petunias took a lot of work.
Well, they really did.
You have to have a lot of TLC for gardening, and that's what if you have some people to help and stuff like that, and get the right stuff in the ground, you can have a beautiful garden with not as much work.
Yeah, because you see this, because you're on the city council,
right,
Bubba, and so you see the figures that go through. It costs money to have a nice-looking town.
Right, but if you can make some of the icing on the cake, the flowers done by the right people, then we have a beautiful effect during our short summer sometimes that will make the downtown even more enjoyable for all of us. It's nice to walk through downtown. My seniors love the gardens I work on every year, and it makes a big difference for their attitude about life. People, flowers make people happier.
Yeah, because around the Douglas House, you have some lovely flowers.
Gorgeous.
I do that to keep my seniors happy. It's not for the rest of the city of Houghton. And my seniors are happy, my life is easier.
Okay. So does that mean when I walk by, I have to look the other way?
That's how you can take a peek.
You'll let me sneak a peek at least. Yeah. So volunteers, do you need more volunteers? Is this meeting open to the public Tuesday?
Yes, we definitely need more volunteers. We've had a great amount of people come forward, but the more help we have, the more we can do.
Give me the specifics about this meeting.
Well, we're still working on the specifics of the meeting, but one of the things that we are working on now is the bowl planters that were downtown in the past. We're going to be moving along the Bridgeview Park waterfront area, because we'll have more space for them there.
Okay.
And we can keep them there year-round where they're not in the way of plowing, because right now they have to be moved back and forth. And we have evergreens going in them that'll look nice for most of the year. And we have ivy going in them. And right now we're busy getting the burning bushes that were put in there planted into permanent positions in gardens that are already being made throughout the town.
Now, Bubba, you're on the fire department. Does this burning bush thing, does that cause an issue?
We're safe. Burning bushes are safe. They never ignite.
Okay, because I just want to make sure that we're not crossing a line here that we don't want to cross. So if folks want to help out with this effort, how do they get in touch with you guys, Marty?
We do have an email account set up. It's HotonBeautification@gmail.com. And so, and then we will also be getting a Facebook presence. We don't have that set up quite yet, but by Tuesday we should. And I think our meeting Tuesday is going to be 7 o'clock on Tuesday at the City Center.
Okay, 7 o'clock, because I want to put that on our web calendar so we can... So 7 o'clock at the City Center. This, we should emphasize, is not just for downtown. This is for any place within the city. So if there's somebody who lives West Houghton, East Houghton, North Houghton, which I guess would be like Ripley, wouldn't it? we probably won't include it. We'd love to have Ripley look nice, but that's not in our purview. But if you live in one of the neighborhoods, if you have someplace out, if you're a business out on the M26 corridor, something like that, you're equally welcome for this.
Certainly. Yes. We're concentrating on the downtown and waterfront now. I mean, both in the East Houghton Park area all the way along, because that's where you see more people walking and spending time now. But again, you know, the more people we have to help, the more that we can do. There's several areas like the, there's a park, the Garnet Street Park. There's the West Houghton Park that has the ice rinks, the Bridgeview Park. You know, we have several parks in the area that have retaining walls that are beautiful, but they could be spectacular with some perennials and gardens.
Yeah, those parks had just come into my mind, too, wondering if a small group of neighbors, for example, in the park area might want to get together and say, hey, we'll take care of this.
Help them with that, you know, help them, you know, work with the resources that we have and come together and, you know, make a better community for all of us. I mean, it seems like the people that are moving here really love it for the community, small town America feel. And, you know, all over the country, people are getting more into gardens and more into healthy living. And that's just something that we are working on, you know, we're volunteers.
So we've got flowers and we've got bushes and we've got potting soil and all the things that people who do plants things. Who's buying all that?
Well, the city has been very, very generous because they think it's very important to do this too. It's written in the master plan of, you know, where they want to go. You know, they've done a lot in the last many years, and we're just going the next level.
The next stage. Next stage. It started with the streetscape and stuff like this, and then the master plan, which came out 15 years ago, there was talk about putting in perennials and stuff like that, getting away from annuals and stuff like that, and helping make the downtown and stuff like that, and all of Houghton have nicer gardens.
So, you know, 15 years, we got right on that.
Well, for years, people have worked on it over the years. So. Yeah, I know. There has been a different garden. The city has had gardeners hired, as a matter of fact, for many years. But this is more of a volunteer, so you have a bigger group of people. And one person can't take care of all the gardens in Houghton.
No, certainly.
Ducky and the guys, the groundskeepers and public works, they have enough other work to take care of. What's nice about it is they have the muscle to do some of the quick work. What they can do with a loader in 5 minutes takes a bunch of volunteers 3 or 4 hours.
So there's some physical assistance from those guys if it's necessary.
They have the small excavator and stuff like that. They can do a lot of work real quick. So by using public works and the grounds, city owned grounds crews, we're able to make it a nicer project, very affordable.
So what if I see a place that I'd like to make pretty, but I don't know anything about planting flowers and plants? When I touch them, they turn brown and wither and die. Is there some expertise available to help me get started, to get this going on the right foot?
I think so. We have a lot of people that are master gardeners that I think are going to be joining us, and people in the community that are very knowledgeable. So even if there's just an interest, I think they can join our group and we can pool all our resources together. Some people will be creative in the design and have a lot of knowledge about what plants work well together. The others can provide the muscle or the labor to take care of it, and then the maintenance and upkeep. We're hoping that volunteers will maybe adopt certain areas and take care of them throughout the year.
I think the sky is the limit here. I think this has great possibilities, and I salute you for putting your foot forward and starting and moving this ahead. I think it's going to be great this summer.
We're real excited.
Yeah, what's that wonderful email address again?
HoughtonBeautification@gmail.com.
And the meeting next week, 7 o'clock at the City Center on Tuesday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you're interested in getting involved in this, you can email Marty and Julie at that address. You can go to the meeting. You can find out more about this. Or, Bubba, I'm assuming that somebody could just stop in at the City Center.
They could stop in at the City Center and see somebody there, you know, mm-hmm.
And
easily
get information about this as well. Very exciting. Thank you for coming in this morning and sharing. Well,
thank you for having us.
Marty Leonard and Julie Wara and Bubba McGowan from the City of Houghton here on Keweenaw's Classic Hit Station, 97.7 The Wolf.